right in the middle of a second date. I'm personally still confused what a caramely laugh sounds like. Eileen is on the phone with us. She described the guy that she wants to call today as having very good hygiene because she could tell that he flosses. She liked that about him. She said he was quick-witted, funny, and had a caramely laugh, which I'm thinking probably sounds like this.
Yeah,
is that right? Is that right,
Eileen? Have you ever eaten caramel before? Do you even know what caramel is?
Apparently,
what I would describe as a caramely laugh.
Okay, so the person laughing in the background is not a caramely laugh.
That's not a caramely laugh either.
Yeah, right, there
so
it is.
Neither of us have caramely laughs. No.
Like this. Like it was. It's like confidence, like a deep-seated confidence, like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You mean all right? So it was like.
Yeah, I went on a date with Cookie Monster. Yeah,
all right. Smooth and sexy, right
okay,
there.
Okay, we're about to call him right now. His name is Paul, and Eileen thinks that he might not be calling back because when they got back to her place, they were having a glass of wine, and she cheers him and said, "Hey, here's to not hooking up tonight." Just letting him know that he's not going to get any, and he left shortly after that. She's hoping that that's not the case because she'd like to see him again, but that's the only reason you can think of.
Other than the fact that I'm a little aggressive, and I might have, like, asked him to laugh on cue at one point.
Would you let him just, like, laugh again for me? Oh, my God.
Oh, God. It was so sexy.
All right. Well, but I can't wait to hear his caramely laugh. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can find out why he's not calling you back, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is Paul there?
This is he.
Hey, what's up, Paul? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. Sorry, who is this?
My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I'm calling you today because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you.
What?
It was about your laugh and how sexy it is. A lot of it was about your laugh.
Okay. Thanks for calling. I'm not really interested in like this one of those prank call shows. It's
no,
very funny.
This is not.
Like, I'm not very interested.
No, Paul, I promise this is not a prank phone call. They really did compliment your laugh in the email. It's actually from a girl that you went on a date with. Her name is Eileen.
All right. Yeah.
And Eileen sent us an email about you because she really enjoyed the time that you spent together, but now you're not calling her back after your date. So she wanted us to get you on the phone and find out what went wrong.
Oh, boy. Seems like an odd way to do this. I don't really see how that's any of your business.
Well, no, I mean, I guess technically it's not really, but Eileen sort of made it our business because she asked us to call you. She just wants to know why you won't go out with her again. Can you give us anything?
It's because she's not a good person.
What?
Whoa!
We talked to her and she sounded like a great person.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I went on a date with her and I'm sorry, I don't see myself having a future with someone who's a murderer.
What?
Wow, you went from bad person to murderer.
Dang!
Whoa, murderer?
Look, you called me. What do you want?
I just would love to know how you figured out that Eileen is a murderer.
Who did she kill?
That's a big claim.
Did you see her on, like, America's Most Wanted or something?
Look, you know, she's very engaging and charming. We went out. We had a good dinner. We went back to her place. Mm-hmm. She invited me in. I don't normally say yes on the first date, but I was having a great time.
Yeah.
And then we went into her place, and she had a stuffed goose on the wall.
What? I thought you were going to say, like, there was a dead body in the freezer or something.
There was a dead body hanging on the wall. And I asked her about it, and she told me she's a hunter, all right? And she went hunting, found that thing, hunted it down, tracked it down, killed it in cold blood. And this is not funny.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It just... Well, you can see how, I mean, it's kind of sounds that way, because you called her a murderer, and then you're telling us
because... Yeah, she is a murderer.
Okay.
Animal lives mean a lot to me.
But there's a lot of people that hunt for food and for recreation.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who hunt and find that's their life. They can live that way if they want to. I'm not going to be involved with someone who does, and I'm certainly not going to be involved with someone who hunts just to put them up on their wall like trophies. She had a boar's head in there. There were ducks. Like being in a horror movie, okay? I have no interest in dating a butcher, all right? I have no interest in dating a murderer. But you can laugh all you want. Animals are lives, too. And she's a murderer. You take a life, no matter what, you're a murderer. You can tell her that. You can tell her that's why we're not having a second date.
All right, well, you know what,
Paul? I don't actually have to tell her that you think she's a murderer because she's on the line listening and probably would love to talk to you right now.
Are you freaking serious? You're calling me a murderer because I like to hunt?
Yeah, I am.
I just don't understand. You were at my house. Why didn't you say something then? You literally said, oh, cool.
I was being polite, okay? I was being polite because I wanted to leave as quickly as possible. I don't know. If you're going to kill one animal, maybe you'll kill another one.
So wait, Paul, you left because you were scared of her?
I left because I was disgusted that she would take a life, yes.
I mean, honestly, it's not like I was killing, like, an elephant. It's a goose. They're vermin. Literally, you have to hunt them. Otherwise, they will cause problems like airplane crashes and car crashes. I'm doing everyone a favor. I'm saving tax dollars. You should be thanking me.
It's a lot of tough talk from someone who has to hang birds on their wall to feel good about themselves.
I don't hang birds on my wall to feel good about myself. I do it because I love natural history and I love the idea of being proud of what I can do in my culture and my past. It's way more beautiful than just
wearing a costume. Natural history so much that you're just going to go out and kill it? That makes a lot of sense.
I just think it's disgusting that you would criticize and judge me based on something that brings me so much joy and happiness. My father took me hunting. It's a part of my happiest memories. Every time I look at the boar on the wall, I think about how great my childhood was. You know, probably how you feel about, like, I don't know, douching yourself or something.
Oh my God, I can't handle that.
That was the kind of discourse I expect from a murderer.
Oh my God.
Because you are a murderer. I stood in your living room. I saw the bodies of defenseless animals staring at me. Have you ever made eye contact with these animals? I'm sure you haven't. You think you have, but you haven't. You haven't looked into their souls and seen the pain on their faces when their lives were taken by some woman with daddy issues who went out to go hunt just to feel good about herself.
Oh. Are you kidding me? Grow some dude. Like, have you ever even held a gun? Do you even know what you're talking about? Or are you just speaking out of your ass?
I'll say it takes a lot more to save a life rather than take a life, okay? You ever think about it when you stick a gun in those animals' faces that they have families, that they're just like people? They have lives that you're destroying just so you can have some decorations in your living room?
Oh my God, Paul, thank you so much. You've made it so clear for me. I really get it now. Yeah, because the last time I saw a goose build a skyscraper like a human did, or the last time I saw a goose, like, solve a math problem like a human did. Yeah, they're just like humans. The next one I see, I'll nickname it Paul, and I'll remember that it has a soul before I kill it.
Hey, that leads me to my question. Paul, would you like to go out on a second date with Eileen? We will pay for it.
I don't want to go on a second date with him.
Well,
come
I know.
On.
I just thought I'd ask him.
Men.
You sure made a lot of phone calls trying to get a hold of me if you don't want to go on a second date with me. A lot of
yeah, and
country.
Leave it to a p***y like you to not even respond. I should have known. Only a little girl wouldn't respond. A real
you
man would have been like,
you need to kill animals to feel good about yourself, and you need to get a radio station to find you a man. Wonderful. You're a real tough hero.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Enjoy your Easy Bake Oven, you little b***.
Oh, my God.
Paul, thank you for your time. Are you still there?
Oh, my
Eileen,
God.
I think you scared him off.
Oh, you guys, this is so... Oh, I'm so mad. Like, I wasted wine on that idiot.